Buck Martinez. You're listening to the Class A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
From TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, it's the Toronto Blue Jays Class A affiliate, Dunedin Blue Jays, and the St. Louis Cardinals Class A affiliate, Palm Beach Cardinals, here in game number 3 of a 6-game set where the Blue Jays are looking for their first win of this series. My name is Eli Fishman. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays pregame show, presented by Bon Appetit Fine Waterfront Restaurant and Marina Bar, voted Tampa Bay's best waterfront dining. After dropping the series opener 8-2 on Tuesday, Dunedin fell again to Palm Beach last night 7-1. They were only able to put one run on the scoreboard despite out-hitting the Cardinals 11-9. The Blue Jays stranded 16 runners on base, had three runners thrown out at home plate, and stranded at least one base runner in every inning, including leaving the bases juiced three times. Landon Morotis, who's had his fair share of struggles in terms of the command since his return from UCL surgery last year, continued his struggles yesterday. He allowed three runs in one inning of work where he walked three and allowed three hits and picked up the loss. Like I said, though, 11 hits for the Blue Jays. They only had a pair of extra base hits, but a lot of positive offensive takeaways from last night. First of all, Tucker Tolman, 2-for-4 with a double and a run scored. He tallied his team-leading 23rd multi-hit game of the season. Hit three balls in play at 95-plus miles an hour off the bat. Gene Joseph had a three-hit game, including the RBI single in the fifth inning to bring home Tolman for Dunedin's sole run of the contest. And Hayden Gilliland with a pair of doubles as well. But a whole lot of ups and downs for the Blue Jays in that contest where they were unable to come away with the victory. Gil Kim was ejected for the first time in his managerial career. We had a whole lot of chaos in yesterday's game, which was a marathon between the Blue Jays and the Cardinals that in all took place over a span of 3 hours and 16 minutes. Getting set for first pitch here in game number 3 of this 6-game series, a scheduled 7:20 p.m. first pitch. It's Austin Cates going up against Jacob Odell, the right-hander between these two teams. Odell, who's been pretty strong over his last few outings for Palm Beach, 0-1 with a 5.76, though, overall on the season. He did make one start against Dunedin where he allowed one run in three innings with three strikeouts and three walks back on the 9th of July. For Austin Cates, he has been dominant as of late, coming off an outing that wasn't his best in the books. He allowed three runs on two hits in 4 2/3 innings, but two of those runs came across after he departed, and he did not allow a hit until the fifth inning. So Cates coming off a very strong start, looking to continue to keep that rolling. Cates, for the Blue Jays, has allowed one run or less in 10 of his last 13 appearances. And over his last 13 appearances, over those 13 games, he has posted a 2.03 ERA. Well, Gil Kim, like I mentioned, was ejected last night for the first time in his managerial career. And earlier today, I had my conversation with Gil, where we sat down to talk about a few storylines. We talked about Tucker Tolman, Johnny King, Austin Cates, Silvano Echevarria. And we also talked about Gil's ejection. So without further ado, this is part one of the interview. We will have part two tomorrow. But here is part one of my conversation from earlier today with the Blue Jays skipper Gil Kim. Eli Fishman joined alongside the Blue Jays skipper Gil Kim. Skip, we got to open it up. Yesterday, tossed out for the first time, ejected for the first time in the managerial career. Did you see that one coming?
It definitely wasn't something that I planned on doing. We'd always focused on controlling what you can control and dealing with things that happen and trying to move forward. But it was a situation there where we were down a few runs. Aggressive send there from third base. Thought Cheery was safe there. And looking at video, we thought that he was safe. And, you know, in that situation, you're just trying to score some runs. And, you know, when that out call is made, then we don't get that one run. Gene doesn't get that RBI. And so there's times where, you know, I think it's important that you have the back of your players and you, you let the umpire know how you feel. So, again, wasn't anything planned, and Frankie did a good job handling himself in that interaction as well, but it just kind of went a little bit too much, and that's what happens, and we'll move forward from there.
Was the team, maybe the coaching staff, surprised that you were the first one to get tossed this year?
Probably. I think most people who know me probably would think there was some element of surprise there. But, it was interesting. I was coming in the year, you didn't plan on it. I was actually planning and spoke about it with several people. I said, I can't foresee myself getting thrown out of a game. But, those things happen, so we'll see how we rebound.
I want to ask about a couple of players. I'll start with Tucker Thoman. I was talking to Eric Snow the other day, and I was like, "Who are some of the older guys in the clubhouse that you've meshed well with?" And he said, "Well, actually, I knew Tucker because we played together and against each other growing up." And I'm like, "They're the same class. Tucker Thoman wouldn't have been draft eligible if he went to college until this year." People forget he's 21 years old. How special has it been to see a turnaround year for him? After, I mean, he was on the dev list for over a month last year.
He's done a remarkable job. He's having a career year right now, offensively, defensively. He's playing very well, and it's a testament to who he is and the work he's put in. Since I've known Tucker, he's been committed. He's worked really hard. He's been focused on what he needs to do to get better. He's put some great work in with Nash, obviously on the offensive side, and he's really taken off, and we're seeing him tap into the dangerous offensive player that we all knew we were getting and that we all know he can be. So it's been one of the more rewarding stories and things to watch this year. And then defensively, he just continues to get better. And as you've seen, we've given him some reps at first base because that's a position that increases his versatility and something that helps him as well. Later this week, there may be another new position as well that we'll introduce. But with Tucker, he's just put in all the work and couldn't happen to a better human being.
He's played 275 games in Class A. Is there ever a conversation, or does it ever feel like the elephant in the room? Like, I mean, obviously everyone wants a promotion, but especially for a guy that's played 275 games at one level.
Sure, it's human nature to think about what's next from time to time, and especially when you've been at a level for more than 1 year. And the biggest thing there is just focusing on what he is doing well right now and what he needs to do to continue on that path. Because whether it's low A in 2025 or another level next year or wherever it is, there's going to be a point, hopefully, when he's in AAA and killing it, and he's going to have to block out the outside noise of people saying he should be promoted and being called up and all that stuff. So wherever you're at as a player, you're always going to have to find some way to block out extra.
So we'll continue that conversation with Gil at another time, because there's an impending storm that we expected to strike a little bit earlier today, which is why we were in a delay to begin with. And first pitch was initially scheduled for 6:30, pushed back till 7:20. But since there is another storm coming over TD Ballpark, we're going to be returning into our weather delay. And as always, please make sure to stay tuned on social media at Dunedin Blue Jays for any updates. That's where you can find any updates. But again, we are going to be returning to our weather delay. So again, make sure to stay tuned to at Dunedin Blue Jays on all social media platforms for updates. We should have one soon. Remember, you can always catch our pregame interviews on Spotify at Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. And you can catch all of the action there, all the pregame interviews there. Again, stay tuned on social media. We hope to be playing baseball at some point today. But for now, I'm Eli Fishman saying we hope to see you soon on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Thank you for your patience.